At the top of the news this Monday morning, several artillery barrages struck a hospital in Sri Lanka's war zone yesterday, slamming into its pediatrics ward and its women's wing, killing and injuring many patients. A top government health official in the area said the shells in at least two of the attacks appeared to have been fired by the Sri Lankan army. The attacks on the hospital came amid reports of growing casualties among some 300,000 civilians trapped with the rebels inside a tiny patch of jungle and small villages. Meanwhile, the government said yesterday that diplomats, journalists, and aid agencies will be expelled from the country if they appear to favor the Tamil Tiger rebels. Over the weekend, the military said it would move in to free thousands of people trapped by fighting with Tamil Tiger rebels after a government-declared 48-hour truce to allow them to leave the area lapsed. The Bishop of Jaffna, Thomas Savundaranayagam, says that the 48-hour ceasefire was not successful.
Unfortunately, we expected this something to happen during these 48 hours, but this was not communicated to the Tamil Tigers. It was only announced here in the radio and in the papers, but formally it was not communicated to the Tamil Tigers. Therefore, but their reaction was, it was negative. They did not allow the people to come out during that time. A few people, a few hundreds of them, they on their own, they took their risk and they came out to the army-occupied area.